I am traveling. I am at a site near the Mississippi River where apparently I do not have any coverage. I never thought of the being Mississippi as being that low that I couldn't get coverage, but that's what's happening. So the heat is the big deal. Everybody is very sweating. It's just amazing. However, most of my trip wasn't that way. Most of my trip was rather pleasant temperatures. I am returning on my way back to northern Minnesota from southern Michigan, where I attended an AAS conference. That AAS stands for American Arachnological Society. Yes, they are the spider people. And it was an outstanding conference. It was just terrific. You know, we don't think of many people being interested in spiders, and that might be true. But boy, they are wonderful people who are, and it's just a fabulous experience. I also did plenty of walking and visiting other sites in parts of Michigan and Wisconsin. And yes, I saw lots and lots of spider webs, as you would expect in summertime. This is still early summer. However, things are progressing, and I have seen a lot of flowers in bloom down in this area that are not yet in bloom up in our area. Now, we will be starting July, the day after tomorrow, and to me, July is when you see the roadsides with milkweed and fireweed and evening primrose. Well, I haven't seen the last two of those in bloom here, but I certainly have seen a lot of milkweed, and I see that as being a very good sign. There is also the beginnings of sunflowers starting to bloom and plenty of other wildflowers along the roadside. July is also marked by a number of other things, one of which is berries. And though I think of strawberries for the first part of July, there's also various honeysuckle berries, and there's red elderberries that also come ripe at this time. And then during my walks here, I came across a couple of others that we don't have up north, namely mulberry, which I just love, picking them off the trees and eating them, but we don't have them up north. And raspberry. Now, we have plenty of raspberries, but the raspberries we have are red. The ones that I found down here that were ripe were black, but just as delicious. So it has been a little bit of a step into summer. The birds have pretty much progressed from the nestlings to the fledglings. And as I said last time, these storms have a tendency at times to break up the nesting cycle. And so many birds will probably be trying to nest a second time. So don't be surprised if we see another robin nest in the yard because the first one has been damaged. Also, July is well known for butterflies. Lots and lots of kinds of butterflies that are out. We started with a pretty good crop in June, and now we're going to get more diverse in July. Plenty of dragonflies, other insects are growing, and it's just an interesting time to go out and look around. Now, it does get hot, but we can work with that. And then, of course, at night, we're still getting fireflies. One of the things I plan to do on this trip is to see more fireflies further in the south than we have them up north. Anyway, it's been very interesting. I hope you had a chance to see the full moon in between the thunder showers that come across. And welcome to summer. I'm hoping that all this rain we're getting is going to bring out a good amount of mushrooms, because mushrooms just are great as we get into late summer. So, take care.
Well, safe travels.
Yeah, thank you.
Larry's Backyard Almanac can be heard every Friday here on KUMD, the Duluth Alternative. This is Northland Morning.